T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Bucks game is over. Are they one win closer to hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy? Let's talk about what happened in the game with Bart Winkler on the Pick and Save Basketball Postgame Show on The Fan. Your local Pick and Save stores, the official grocer of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Did not watch much of the fourth quarter. I mean, it was on. But I'm Bart Winkler. Evan Heffelfinger's here. I was catching up with my good buddy, Evan Heffelfinger. Yeah, Justin Jackson's out there. And Jordan Water's got braids now in his hair. So that's good. This game was over long before the fourth quarter. 125-91 the final. This game was probably over when they took Trae Young out. 3 minutes left to go in the third. I would contend it was over. Go back to the first half. The Bucks had this play, and I think it put them up 11 or 12 in the third quarter. Second quarter, rather. Where Giannis got the rebound. He found Jrue Holiday at the other end, and they went up 11 or 12. And I thought at that moment, this is where you need to go full throttle. This is where you need to step on them, and this is where you need to make sure that you get this done and get it done tonight. Don't wait. Don't give them any hope. Don't give them a chance. This is a Hawks team that knows how to come back. They know they can beat you. They did it in game one. Don't give them any signs of life. They went on an 18-1 run after that play. It was actually a 20-0 run at one point. And the Bucks, up 32 at halftime, win this game 125-91. Good evening again. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Evan Heffelfinger. If you were watching the game at home, if you were out and about, if you're just getting into your car, out of the Fiserv, out of the Deer District, if you're Chance the Rapper or Sheryl Crow, 414-799-1250, we want to talk to you. If you're Russell Wilson and you were at the game, can you please get traded for Aaron Rodgers? We're fed up with him, and we'll give you a spin. So you guys could call in too if you'd like. 414-799-1250. We're talking about the Bucks and the Hawks as they have tied up the series now at one apiece. Feel very good about this. Feel like this is the game that you needed to see from the Bucks tonight. I think if they come out there and win tonight by even, what was the spread, 8? You win by 7, 8, 9 points. All right. You know, okay. You go into game 3. You feel good because you got the split. But we needed to see, I think, a dominant performance tonight. And what Mike Budenholzer has said and what Giannis has said throughout the playoffs is it doesn't matter if you win by 1 or win by 30. But I think it does. I mean, this was totally a statement game tonight that the Bucks needed to not just show us and show the Hawks, but show themselves who they actually are as a team. And they're a good, talented team. They're a lot better when they're making threes as opposed to missing threes. They had 7 threes in the first quarter. They had all of 8 last game. So they're a much better team when they're actually shooting. Maybe Coach Bud is right this whole time. Just let it fly. This is the thing that irritates me about this team. They are good. And maybe they don't need to make adjustments. Maybe they don't even need to make a coach. Because all they got to do is be themselves. Have Giannis be a monster in the paint, which he was tonight. kick it out if they collapse on you, which he did tonight, and then make your shots, which they did tonight. They played great defense. You know, the first quarter, I still thought they did some dumb things offensively, but they corrected those. There were some turnovers I didn't like, but they played great defense. First half, Trae Young had 13 points, 8 turnovers. Brooke Lopez didn't let up 100 floaters like he did the other night. Jrue Holiday was picking him up, Trae, at half court. So they played much better, but they also were making their shots, and they played like the kind of team that you thought you would see in game one. I think I had Bucks in 5 coming into the series. I mean, I'm feeling very confident about that right now. I mean, we'll see what happens on Sunday, but, you know, after game one, you know, these ebbs and flows of an NBA 7-game series, it's unlike any other in any sport. You can think one thing after one game, think the complete opposite after the other game, and this looks to be a team that can win this series in 5. Game 3 is going to be very telling. What are the Hawks going to give you at home? How do the Bucks respond from this really trouncing that they had? Do want to give a quick shout-out to everybody that was there tonight. Much better job. Much, much better job. Game 1 was very poor from the crowd. Much better job tonight. And I know it's easier to cheer when you're up like that, but a much better job. Credit Bobby Portis, too, for being a monster and getting the crowd going. So the Bucks do win 125-91. I'm Bart, that's Evan. We are with you until probably 11:30 or so. We're going to start this thing off with Ben. Ben's the national anthem singer. Ben's a good, good buddy. Hey, thanks for calling, dude.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, so did you sang it tonight?
Yeah, I did. I sang it tonight, yep.
Did you do game one?
I did do game one. I know that didn't go as well.
All right, so the curse was broken.
Yeah, but they told me tonight they wanted to start a new streak, and that's why they had me for number 2, so it worked out.
How do you feel that they pick you to sing the national anthem over Sheryl Crow?
I'm not going to lie, that felt kind of cool, but, Sheryl Crow is a legend. You got to give her 9 Grammys. She's not half bad, I guess. I feel pretty honored about that.
Well, how do you feel, man? What's going on?
Yeah, so, you know, I just wanted to say, like, so we were obviously at game one, and we were, my wife Sarah and I, and, Sarah, and we were sitting up there, and I really agree with what people were saying about the crowd. I mean, literally our whole section was silent the whole game. It was like we were in a business meeting. And then today we were wild up there. I mean, it was so much different, you know.
Do you think that's a Wednesday, Friday thing?
Yeah, I do, because, like, so I did the Brooklyn series, and when I was doing that, when they had that first game at home, I believe it was like a Thursday, and then the second game at home was on a Sunday, I believe, or a Saturday afternoon. I can't remember which one, but it was so much different on the weekend as opposed to, like, during the week. You know what I mean? So much more noise, so many more people, like, just way more wild, you know.
So good crowd, a great rendition of the anthem again from you.
Thank you.
Are you doing game 5?
Yeah, I probably will be. I just wanted to say one quick thing about the game, though. I you know, a lot of us, myself probably included, and probably you and everybody else, have had our complaints about Coach Bud for sure, but I thought he made really good adjustments tonight. At the end of the day, Trae Young, you know, he didn't have as much space in the paint as he had in the first couple of games, or the first game, I should say. Like, Brook Lopez was coming up a little bit more instead of waiting back. I kind of appreciated that. I think that was good.
Can you sing something for us, Bucks Lust or something? Give me something.
What do you say? I was going to say, or the land of the free and the home of the Bucks.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. A little tear down my eye, Ben. Ben, tell Sarah hi. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, have a good one, Bart. Good to hear from you.
How about that, Ben, the national anthem singer? You may have seen the stories on him. He is their good luck charm, although he was not for game one, but a new streak started tonight. I think that game one, let's just pretend like it didn't happen. The Bucks were distracted with something that First Take said. I mean, Peter Fagan's writing tweets. I was so mad about that. I mean, just focus on the game. Bart Winkler again, Evan Heffelfinger, top of the hour here. The Bucks win 125-91. Again, if you're spilling out of Fiserv or if you're spilling out of the Deer District, certainly want to hear from you, those that were at the game, when you thought this game was probably over, what you think about game 3. I'm going to be positive tonight. I saw a really good tweet. Evan, I saw this tweet that said, I'm so mad that they're doing this tonight when they should have done this in game 1. I could be so mad for so many reasons, but it's Friday night. I'm just going to enjoy myself. So that's what we'll do. We'll enjoy ourselves tonight. It is a Friday night. I buzzkill you every morning. I don't need to buzzkill you on a weekend night. Watching this game initially, I was getting, you know, I'm nervous right away because it's close, and then they take this lead and I feel better. And then I'm like, wait a minute, why didn't you do this in game one? You stupid idiots. I hate this team so much, but let's just be happy about where we're at tonight, 1-1 series split.
I told my friends after game one, I said, or during game one, I said, do not be surprised if the Hawks win this game. They're young, they're hungry, they won the first two games of both series they've played as the underdog. Don't be surprised. I'm not going to be mad if they do. And an hour later, I was furious. I could not have been more mad. I still think, I mean, the Bucks, the only way that they don't win the championship this year is if they beat themselves, which they did in game one, and I'm sure will happen at least once or twice more in this postseason. But the fact that they're able to overcome themselves and win games like this, this is a good basketball team, despite what their coach may think or do. I think that this team is good, and they showed it tonight.
Well, they are a good team, and that's why I get so frustrated with them when they play like they did in game one, where it didn't look like they took the Hawks seriously. I still don't think they do. I mean, any comment that I've heard from Coach Bud, who we'll hear from a little bit later, he doesn't take them seriously. It's very clear. And the Bucks were saying in the first series against the Heat, don't play with your food. They played with their food, and the Hawks were able to come in and take one. And so you come into game two with a little bit of confidence, but the Bucks were able to take that down early. Making those threes early to start 4 from 4, I believe it was, from three, and then to make sure what you did as the game went forward was continue to make your shots. And Giannis, yeah, he took some dumb threes in the third quarter. I'm not sure why he decided to turn it into a practice game, but they were up 30, so I guess. I mean, I get it, but also, I guess. But they were using Giannis in the paint, and he didn't fear anybody. There's nobody on that Hawks team that he fears. He may have feared Blake Griffin in game one against the Nets. There's nobody in this game that he feared. And they were able to shut down Trae Young. The guy had 9 turnovers, 8 in the first half. He was only 6 of 16 shooting, 15 points. You shut him down. Bogdanovich got in early foul trouble, and he's still hurt. John Collins was effective, but he's not going to be someone who gives you 30 if Trae Young's not. So where they're at right now is in a decent spot. This is played to form, though, for the Hawks. They've won all of their game ones. Every game one they've won. We know that. What we haven't talked about is they've lost now every game two. So they went to New York, won game one, and then lost, did the same in Philly, and now have done the same thing here. Game three will be on Sunday night. Remember, the Bucks won, so that means you win at your local neighborhood Wendy's. When you stop into any Wendy's in the area, you get a free Frosty. Make sure you tweet your Frosty pick to @BigShowNetwork. Bart Winkler, Evan Heffelfinger, and most importantly, you guys. Mike the Painter called into the show this morning. I'm on 6 to 10 in the mornings, and Mike the Painter said 25. Mike, I said that's a little too high. It was actually a little too low. They win by 34 tonight, 125-91. So all the props to you, my man.
Yeah, I just had the feeling that when I woke up that they were going to come out and fire on all cylinders, and they actually were just spot on. They're just playing how I thought they should play and how we all expect them to play. Bucks basketball, just turn the throttle up and go. And it was just awesome to watch because we know that they can play this way. Giannis just put his head down and nobody can stop him in the paint. And it just shows, despite Bud and his lack of in-game adjustments, we're that good.
This team should win the championship.
We should. And I just hope that we don't have overconfidence going into game three, because we should be able to handle these guys like we did tonight through the whole series. And that's why I thought we should have swept them, and that's why I picked us to sweep them.
Yeah, but right now
I have to go with game, in five. So
you're saying Bucks in five after tonight?
Yeah, I am.
I always talk to you in the morning, Mike, when you're on the job. What's a Friday night for Mike the Painter look like?
rest, relaxation. And
yeah, those tired arms, tired legs.
Oh, yes.
Are you a weekend warrior? Are you playing softball or going fishing or anything?
No, I'm not. I'm actually working.
Look at you.
You know, working. Got to help a buddy out and
look at
get
you.
His job done. You know?
This is the blue-collar kind of guy that this town was built around, Mike the Painter.
Exactly. And this is how our team is, you know, and they play right after us.
All right, Mikey.
Yeah, I'll talk to you Monday morning Monday morning.
Monday morning sounds good to me. Bart Winkler.
Bye, Bart.
See you, Mike. Evan Heffelfinger. You know, we got TVs on in here, and somebody just tweeted me a picture. Because after Game 7, I got naked, if you're not familiar. I got naked and ran around the neighborhood a little bit. Tonight, me and Evan took shirtless pictures. Someone tweeted me, apparently, on Fox 6 News. They're downtown, and there's a shirtless guy, and he's got written on his chest. He spells out the word F. Trey Young on his chest. This is classic. So that got on the Fox 6 News tonight. So kudos to that guy as we try to make more people embrace the shirtlessness of this whole playoff run. We'll have to get that guy into the mix. Unbelievable. Bart, Evan, 414-799-1250. Bucks win 125-91. Want to keep talking with you guys. 414-799-1250. This team is built about as good as they've ever been built. Any missing pieces they've had? Yeah, you like Bogdanovich. That would really seal the deal. But there are a couple of guys that really show you how much better this team is than the last couple of runs they've had on it. First of all, Drew Holiday heard the Eric Bledsoe slander. He says, no, I am not Eric Bledsoe. Nice guy and all. Good defender. I can do that too. But I can also attack the rim and make buckets. And he's been doing that. Him picking up Trey Young tonight, mid-court a lot of times, was a key factor in this game. Bobby Portis off the bench. We asked where he was in Game 6 and Game 7. They were able to get through that Nets series without him. They need him in this series, not just for the spark that he provides, the tenacity, but he was a good piece on the boards, and he was also making some clutch threes. And P.J. Tucker, you want to talk about good on the glass. They showed a couple of times there was a rebound he had. All of the Atlanta Hawks were around him, five guys, and he was the one that ended up with the rebound. So they needed that toughness, and they got it. They got a more, I'll say, focused game from Giannis. You know, he did in the third quarter take a couple of threes, and he was working on his jumper a little bit, but this was a more focused game from Giannis. We talked about this before we came on the air, Evan and I, and I had mentioned this during the week on the Bart Winkler show. What a perfectly named and excellent name show, by the way. But I was reminded maybe that this could be like the Celtics series from the year they went to the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years ago. They lost game one at home. Al Horford looked like he had shut down Giannis. They looked like they couldn't be stopped. Brown was good. Tatum was good. The Bucks figured them out from game one to game two. They won that series in five down at Fiserv Forum, and that now could happen again. We got a long way to go before we get there. You've got two in Atlanta now. I'm not sure what the atmosphere is going to be like there. I know that from the Atlanta fans we've talked to, and we do have them call in periodically throughout the week because, you know, you're interested in what's going on. They were very confident coming into tonight. They saw with the Bucks how flat we were in game one. They were very confident coming into tonight. So we'll see if it's a nervous crowd for them in Atlanta, like I think we kind of were in game one, or this is awesome, let's dominate. And this is just the start of what's going to be a fun weekend, hopefully, for us in Wisconsin. It's kind of, I mean, there's no Summerfest this summer. It's pushed to September, but you see the shots of the Fiserv Forum tonight, and you see what went on, the Brewers with the big win. You may have heard Tim Allen talk about it earlier today, a good extra innings win. This is kind of like, Summerfest is off the schedule right now, but it's kind of like a sports Summerfest. What the Brewers are doing by reopening things, what the Bucks are providing downtown. It's a nice sense of relief as we try to reopen things, and what a fun way to do it with this Eastern Conference Finals. 414-799-1250. Nate is in North Milwaukee. Nate, what's up?
What's good, Bart?
What's good, Nate?
It's actually Nate the Great. Remember the?
Yes, I do, Nate the Great.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a great Bucks win today. Chris Middleton stepped up a little bit. We're going to need a lot more from him on the road, but he stepped up. Drew stepped up. Bobby Portis provided a spark off the bench that we very, very much needed. Giannis took over the game, and Bud stayed out the way. So it's a good night. And Brewers won, Bucks won. Let's enjoy the night, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Bud stayed out the way. Did you catch when he challenged a Pat Connaughton foul when they were up 40 points?
Yeah, I did believe that was a good challenge, though, because it did look like Lou Williams pushed Pat into.
But if this guy's not going to challenge in the fourth quarter of games, in close games, what is he doing?
As long as Bud just wanted to be involved some way. Hey, he could have been involved by doing something stupid. So I'd rather him do that than take Giannis out of the game with 2 points down up two or something like that. So yeah, just it's like when you playing with your kids, Bart. You gotta give your kids something to do so they feel like they're involved.
that's what our NBA coach is.
Yeah, he's the kid that you gotta give a little bit of something so he can feel involved, so that he leaves you alone for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Nate the Great, have a good Friday. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too, Bart.
799-1250 is how you guys can dial in. We will go inside the locker room. We will hear from Coach Bud, a player or two, and we'll be with you for at least another hour here on this Friday night. Bart Winkler, Evan Heffelfinger. Do you think, Evan, that this is it's laid out for, if the Bucks lose this series, that's going to be catastrophic. At this point, it's in how many games? And I know that's a little, I don't want to be overconfident, I don't. And you might say, well, look what the Nets did to the Bucks in game two of that series. I understand that. But the Hawks don't have, they're not as good as the Bucks. I mean, it's just, they're not. They could be. They're getting there. Trae Young's a great piece to build around. The Hawks are not. This is not going to be like, oh, the Hawks are the five seed, and then they had a nice run in 2021, and then they went away. No, they're building something. They're going to be in the mix now for a while. The East has been like this big three or, you know, big four. The Hawks are in it. But this year, I think it's too soon for them. And if Giannis plays this focused with Drew and Middleton, and Lopez was nailing threes, that was huge. Again, we mentioned the toughness. You just said it. They're going to lose if they beat themselves. But that's about it.
I mean, there is no reason for them to lose this series. In a way, the Hawks are kind of like the Bucks from a few years ago, where they kind of came out of nowhere. People knew they were going to be decent, but not as good as they were. And they made a run. And then they got beat by probably a more complete team in the Raptors that year. I think the Bucks are a more complete team. The Hawks might have a little bit more depth, but depth doesn't really matter much in the playoffs. I don't want to see anyone besides Bobby Portis and Bryn Forbes coming off the bench for this team. But there's no reason for the Bucks to lose this series.
Are you missing Pat Connaughton?
No. Hey, shout out to him for hitting all three of his three-point attempts tonight.
Yeah, he made them tonight.
No.
One game a little late, but thanks, Pat. Brett's on the east side, 799-1250. What's up, Brett?
Bart. How we doing, Bart?
What's up, Brett?
Hey, Bart. Hey, man, the five waters are flowing this evening. So the one thing I want to say is I want to give a shout-out to Brook Lopez for stepping up on the defensive end and seeing the adjustment of him being in the low post and watching his three ball go down. That was an extremely nice thing to see. I called into the afternoon show and said that I was expecting a football equivalent roll the helmet this evening, and I think my wish came true this evening. I'm still seeing Bucks in five. That was my prediction going into this series. Little hesitant on saying so going into Atlanta, just because of the fact that with that home crowd.
Yeah, I think you want to see what happens in Game Three. If they win Game Three, maybe a little more confident.
Exactly. I think that once we see how we adjust to a home crowd in a foreign court, maybe we can. maybe we can see really where this team's at. But, you know, this one I really hope gives Bucks fans a little bit more confidence as to where this team is going to go for the rest of the series. This was a trademark win for the Milwaukee Bucks there. So I hope everybody's got their Bucks Lost back up, and I hope that Bucks Lost is back up on your programming there so that we can keep playing that going forward. But it's great to talk to you, Bart, and I'm gonna just go ahead and let other folks speak their piece.
Well, if that was a request for Bucks Lost.
Oh, it absolutely was, Bart.
I've got it for you right here, Brett.
Yes, absolutely.
That Bucks Lost.
That's right.
Thanks, buddy.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
Got Bucks Lost. Got Bucks Lost. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lost.
They said, Bart, do a post-game show. I said, but Sparky, that's on a Friday night. The Bucks are on ant. I like to get very drunk, but I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
Got Bucks Lust.
We know you've got Bucks Lust. Guy on Fox 6 News was just downtown shirtless, said F. Trey Young on his chest. That Bucks Lust is permeating throughout the 414. Let's hear it all night long.
We vibe supreme virtuosity. A supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout, I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
Who starred off the bench today? It's time for the backup of the game. Presented by Gene Wagner Plumbing on the Pick and Save Basketball Postgame Show. For any of your plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
Forbes on a runner. Bring Forbes. Oh, it's stolen. Portis with the bucket. Back-to-back great energy games by Bobby Portis. Remember.
Let's give it to Bobby Portis. Gene Wagner Plumbing bench player of the game. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Bobby Portis off the bench. 18 minutes, 8 points. His impact was all over the place, though. Drilled a 3 at a crucial time. Had a few rebounds. Brought the intensity. You know who else we could give it to for a bench player of the game? Diakite, Justin Jackson, Jordan Wara, Jeff Teague, Sam Merrill, Elijah Bryant. They all played. Some the entire fourth quarter. Thanasis Adetokounmpo with a big dunk that didn't count but didn't matter. Got the crowd into it, which a great crowd tonight. If you were in that bowl tonight or if you were down at the Deer District, thank you, God. Jeez. Thank you. We needed that. Thank you. My goodness. I could have used that game one, but I understand. There's a nervousness. You know, the rich people have all the tickets. I understand. I get it. 799-1250. I'm Bart Winkler. Evan Heffelfinger will be with you guys taking your calls. 414-799-1250. Trey is downtown. Is this Trey Young?
Oh, it's Trey Young.
Trey, what's up?
What's up? I was kidding, Bart. I love you, man.
Ah.
Hey, just wanted to let you know. I just got
Is that
back.
Your Trey Young voice?
No.
All right, what's up? Love you, too.
Hey, just got back to your boy, Bill Michaels, place at Stenny's.
Yeah?
Celebrating the Bucks win.
Did you have the Bart Winkler waters?
We did have the Bart Winkler waters. That's why I sound like Trey Young.
Yeah. Now hey, where are you going? Back out to the Tiki Bar?
Yeah, right. Hey, I got a question for you, though, Bart.
Yeah.
Game one to game two, was the crowd better this time? Because, in my opinion, it was, but I was there. I was not watching it on TV. I wanted to know your opinion.
Oh, it was night and day. It seemed absolutely night and day. And, again, I wasn't there, but it's not like I don't have ears and eyes and I can't tell what a crowd sounds like on a television set. But you guys deserve all the accolades tonight.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm running down 2nd Street naked for you, Bart. I love you. Have a good show.
Ah, thank you, Trey. Ah, Trey, all over the map. He waited 20 minutes to say all of that. All right. John is in Franklin. Johnny! What's up, brother?
Party in the 414 tonight.
Yeah. Hey, let's get crunk.
We just found our Bucks, man. We've been looking for this for a while.
That's what we needed.
What a game. Just blew the lid right off the basket. Felt pretty good about this game. Felt really good about this game. I knew they came out a little flat, you know. This team is still on the growth, you know. They came out of that game seven,
well, they
man.
Just they I don't know. They're dumb. They do dumb things at dumb times. They wait until their back is against a wall to respond like this. They need to, I don't know. I don't get it. This is why, like, tonight for a while, and I chose tonight, we're going to be in a party mode. Like, I want to go to Whitnall Park over here after the show and just crush beers on hole number 5 because I'm just so amped up and I don't know how I'm going to sleep after this. But there are times where I was mad during the game because it's like, well, come on. You're capable of this. So do it.
Well, it's easier said than done, but they really ripped it off. I love Bud's challenge on the Connaughton foul because he got knocked like a bowling pin into the 5-9 combo there or something. That was just wrong. So good for him for sticking up for his player.
Oh, you did like it. I thought it was the dumbest thing I've seen all night.
I liked it.
Challenge when you – he didn't challenge at all in game one. There are plenty of opportunities, and he challenges to protect his boy.
I get it, but I'm looking. The glass is half full tonight.
All right, that's right. That's what we said. That's right. It's a party.
It's a party, you know. And then after today, we party. Tonight the wine flows, and then we get back down to Atlanta and take home court back, and we go from there.
God, I'm so pumped! I just want to drag race down Highway 100. That's probably
a bad idea, man.
That's probably a bad idea. I already got pulled over for speeding once today, by the way.
What?
Yeah, I got pulled over on my way in this morning.
Did he give you a warning?
I got another warning.
You live right, man.
I know.
Well done, my brother.
Thank you. I said, all hey, right, I got the Bart Winkler show at 6 o'clock. He goes, oh, pardon me, sir. That's the greatest morning show that's ever been in town. I got to let you go. In fact, do you want a police escort?
I would have done the same thing.
Thanks, John.
All right, buddy.
I'm just jacked up. I'm just jacked up. Freems and I used to get in arguments all the time, my good buddy Chuck Freeman, because I said if there was ever a parade or if there was ever a championship run, you just have this energy and you don't know what to do with it. And that's why after game 7, I ended up watching the game naked pretty much, because you get in on this energy and you don't know what to do with it. So I told Chuck at the time, I said, I want to flip a car. And he thought it was like the worst thing that he's ever heard. I want to buy a junker. I'll take care of all the cleanup, but that's the kind of energy I have in me after playoff wins. And I know we didn't win anything yet. We didn't win the series yet. We could lose the series 4-1.
Can I do my Chuck Freeman impression?
Nah.
It's a good one.
Okay.
What?
$799-1250. Let's go to Tosa. Talk to Alex. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Bart?
Good evening, Alex.
Oh, dude, I love that you just did that because I listen in the 7 o'clock hour, but I never call in because I'm too tired.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're up and at 'em tonight.
Hey, I'm zombieing my way home from Oconomowoc. So, yeah, dude, great Bucks win tonight on a personal level. Got to watch it with my brother from Colorado and my niece, who's like 6 months old, never watched a game of basketball in her life. She loved it.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was super. I think they're really, like, stringent. They don't let her watch TV at all. So, like, she was just watching TV and was just like, oh, she didn't know what a dunk was, but it's like her eyes grew to the size of the moon every time a dunk happened, and I'm going nuts.
Yeah, so we were trying to do that with our kid for a while, like no TV, and then – and then once they find out what TV is, it's over.
I was like, watch March Madness and all the playoffs basketball at Uncle Alex's house.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. The uncles, we got to be, we got to be on our worst behavior for them.
So on a personal, but I mean, on a very like box score level, I mean, I would love to break down that second quarter because we held them to like under 20 points and scored 40. I mean, you do that for four quarters, there's not a team on earth you can't beat. So.
Yeah, the fourth quarter was 43-17 they outscored them.
Second quarter. You're right. Second quarter was like where we took off, and I don't even think the amount of scoring that we did. I can't even like pinpoint anything. It was just like every shot, every possession was ours to take, and we took it. And I think that's the kind of, I don't know if it was confidence or I don't know if it was execution. If Bud was drawing some plays up, but I mean, it was like we were taking their lunch money. We were like ninth graders and they were like fourth graders. And we were just like, give me your lunch money, kid. Get out of here.
It was a 20-0 run. Alex, drive safe. Thanks for the call. He's listening to himself. Okay. You did good. It was a 20-0 run. Drew Lopez is not a person. Drew Holiday caught a 2-point pass from Giannis. It was like the long distance pass. And I thought at that point, this is where you have to pour it on. Right now is where you have to pour it on. And they did. Lopez then dunks it. Middleton made a shot. Lopez made a three-pointer. I'm all over the board. Drew Holiday, you know what? Just read the box score. They scored 20 points in a row. I obviously can't speak.
I was enjoying listening to you say the box score.
I said Drew Lopez, Evan.
Well, but how else am I going to know that you watched the game without hearing you read the box score?
Yeah. You know, the game tonight, let's see here. Giannis, 25, but he was 0 for 3 from 3. Yeah, I can't be doing that. PJ Tucker, 1 point. I mean, he was like barely existent. Jeff Teague, a good 7 points. They needed that good rebound from the other night.
Brooke Lopez. My buddy was calling him Drew, and I was like,
Yeah, Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, 18 minutes, only 8 points. A real non-factor in that one. I really liked Elijah Bryant's play. 799-1250. I'm Bart. That's Evan. You got Bucks Lust. We got Bucks Lust. Let's talk about it all night long.
It's time for the Q Club Break of the Game on the Pick and Save Basketball Postgame Show on The Fan. Q Club of Wisconsin. Great food and fun in Waukesha.
Bart Winkler, Evan Heffelfinger tonight. 125-91. The final. Bucks even up the series at Fiserv Forum. Game 3 is in Atlanta. We will have the postgame show for you that night. Sparky back in the saddle. Remember, the Bucks won, so you win. Free Frosty at Wendy's. Tweet your Frosty to @BigShowNetwork. Your Q Club break of the game. The fact that they actually made their shots tonight, I think, was a big break for them. Only 8 threes in Game 1. They had 7 made threes in the first quarter of this game, including a massive one, I thought, from Pat Connaughton. They were up 12-3, the Bucks were, early, and you're feeling pretty good. Giannis then, he shot a baseline jumper, and then Middleton picked up foul number 2. Trey makes some free throws. Then Drew had a pair of free throws he missed. Then Giannis had a really sloppy turnover. Then Kevin Huerter makes a 3. So you're up 12-2, you're feeling good. 12-3, you're feeling good. Then it's 12-8, and then at the other end, Pat Connaughton drills a 3. And Pat Connaughton, who was way off the other night when they needed him, he stepped up tonight as well off the bench. 3 3-point attempts. He made them all, 9 points in total in 13 minutes. That's your Q Club of Wisconsin break of the game. Bucks 125-91. You can tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan, 414-799-1250. Alex was down at Fiserv tonight. What's up, Alex?
Bart, what's going on, man? What a game.
What a game. Hopefully, what a series. Game 3, of course, Sunday night.
Yeah, absolutely. As you can tell, I was there. I will say the crowd was pretty good, but when the game first started, you know, I was standing up here and getting loud, and the dude behind me tapped on me to sit down, and I was just like, come on, man, this is what we're going to start with.
Did you tell him to leave?
I just told him, like, man, it's the playoffs. Like, you know, get up, stand up with me. Don't just sit down. You know, we're here to cheer and, like, get the energy going and get them hyped. Like, stand up with me. Don't just sit down. And he, like, waved me off and just sat there.
You know, why take the effort of going downtown? You're going down there. You're paying money. Why take the effort to go to these games? I don't understand. Why take the effort to go down to these games if you're just going to, like, be that guy?
Yeah, it was it was wild. I mean, because obviously, like, you know, we're up in the nosebleeds, still paid a, you know, a decent price for it. Obviously, it's the playoffs. But, like, yeah, man, if you're going to spend over, you know, $100 on a ticket, I mean, get your money's worth. You know, don't just sit there and, you know, twiddle your thumbs. You know, be a fan. Like, that's where you're.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. But you're pumped about the game, so it was a good crowd?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a pretty solid crowd. I mean, outside of him, like, most of the guys in my section were, you know, getting loud, getting hyped. Everyone was loving Bobby Portis. One of the big things, though, that we saw was, I think it was, like, late in the third after Trey had that last turnover. And they called a timeout. I think there was a foul. And he just, like, threw his hands up, lifted up his jersey to, like, tell his coach, like, he wants out. And he sat on the bench and sulked. So, you know, that was good to see, you know, see him after he's doing all his shimmying and all that stuff. But, yeah, man, it was a hell of a game. You know, hopefully, you know, they continue to play like this. And if they do, you know, they're going to lead to this series those past five games.
Well, thanks for doing your part tonight, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to. I mean, once I realized, you know, my buddy got some tickets, you know, I knew I was gonna make the best of it. You know, not too often the Bucks are hosting playoff games. So.
All right, Alex. Thanks, bud.
Nah, I appreciate it. Go Bucks. Bucks and five.
Bucks and five. Alex, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Back to that second quarter. If you do actually want to look at the box score, Giannis had 9 points. Very evenly distributed, too. This is a quarter where the Bucks just purely dominated what they were doing. The second quarter. Let me get to the second quarter. I was looking at the first. Giannis had 8 points. Lopez had 7. Middleton, 4. Jrue Holiday was massive in that quarter. 6 of 7, including a 3. 14 points. And the Bucks outscored the Hawks 43-17. To Alex's point, they took out Trey with about 3 minutes to go in the third. Giannis joined him, and then that was a wrap on this game tonight. Fourth quarter, they kind of played out the string. 799-1250, we actually thought about coming on after the third quarter. We thought about that for a while, but we did not. Dave is in Cudahy. Dave, did you wrestle tonight or no?
I didn't, but I hung out with Kurt Angle all night, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, is he a Bucks fan?
I don't know if he's even a wrestling fan. He just kind of was staring off into the distance for much of the night. He wasn't drinking his water. Crazy house, though.
Is he okay?
Look, he's been wrestling for quite some time. He doesn't quite move the way that he used to.
Well, now you got me worried about Kurt Angle. I mean, if he's just staring sitting there staring.
No, he was fine. I gave him a Dairy Queen chicken tender. It was all good.
What? Did he eat it?
Yes. He asked for it.
You are describing Kurt Angle like how I would describe my interactions with my grandpa in the waning moments of his life.
I saw my grandpa.
He was staring there. He wouldn't drink his water. I gave him a chicken tender. He ate it. I'm worried about Kurt Angle here.
Look, man, he was absorbing everything. The show tonight did a great job. Not to mention, the Bucks won. How could you be upset talking about this doom and gloom stuff?
You're the one that's telling me Kurt Angle's at his last breath.
No, I said he's enjoying the chicken tender, dang it. But come on, look at what we saw tonight. The Bucks literally outperformed the Hawks in almost every category. It was fantastic. It was euphoric. It felt so good. Not to mention seeing Trae Young kind of get some humble pie shoved down his mouth tonight. 15 points, like 9 turnovers?
Yeah, 8 in the first half.
Yeah, whatever. He deserved it. He deserved a big swift kick in the rear end, and it felt great to see everything that happened tonight. I know I'm feeling good. I know Milwaukee's feeling good. Thank God. Let's take it to Atlanta and bring it back.
So are you spending the night in Fond du Lac, or what are you doing?
Oh, no, I busted my butt home. I'm back.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Once I get paid, I'm done.
That drive from Fonny to Milwaukee, I hate it.
It's definitely a lot longer than it feels.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
Yeah, whatever. I'm back now.
All right, well, go tear up Cudahy tonight, Dave.
I'm going to go celebrate. I'm going to go do some body slams or something outside of my backyard.
Absolutely.
Enjoy.
See you, Dave. Dave's got like seven jobs, he's telling me this morning on the show. One of those is a wrestler, and Fond du Lac had this event tonight, and Kurt Angle was the star, and apparently he was very, very, very aware of his surroundings. Spark Guy tweets in, says he was on a Harley ride and missed a lot of the game. So he'd like me to look at the box score again and give him a picture of this game. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, the Bucks, they moved the ball around well, Spark Guy. They had 29 assists. They had aggressive hands with 14 steals. You know, the fast break was big for them. The 27 points on the fast break was pretty key. The largest lead was 41. So when you get a lead like that, you're pretty comfortable. They had a technical foul. The refs called the game pretty evenly. 22 fouls for the Hawks, 20 for the Bucks. Hawks. Now here's the problem. Hawks had four blocks and the Bucks only had three. So you gotta be more quick on the defensive end. But the Bucks, I mean, this is 47 rebounds to 34. This is what I've been saying for years since I moved here from Ohio, is that they need a rim protector. This is what I've been saying. I say, they need a rim protector. And they got one now in PJ Tucker. Jeff is in La Crosse, best city in the world. I agree. Bart. Oh, what's up?
Bart, what's up, buddy?
You're in La Crosse?
Hey, no. We went to La Crosse together. You and I went to college. This is Jess.
Hey Jeff.
I just got to call you. I got to tell you. So I was in the lower bowl tonight. Actually did the doubleheader. Went to the Brewer game. Then went over to the Bucks game. Had a blast. But I'm in the lower bowl. It's the second quarter. Still a little chippy. Game's going on. Like the refs, there's a couple sketchy calls. And all of a sudden, I'm yelling. I'm standing up. And I get a red card. I got a red card from the usher.
Tonight?
I was too energetic.
No.
Yeah. Can you believe that, bro?
Did they kick you out, bro?
No, I did not get kicked out. I got a red card. She said, next time I got to come up to you, Milwaukee County Police are going to come and escort you out. I had a red card. I kind of had to sit on my hands the rest of the game.
Wow.
I had the lady, the towel lady, or the t-shirt lady that throws the t-shirts up. I was there on game one too, and I was yelling, telling people to stand up. She comes up to me and she goes, well, you don't have to tell anybody to stand up tonight. And I said, I got in trouble. And she goes, you got in trouble? You're the only one that's got energy.
Wow. So some of the staff is like with you and some's against you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild.
Wow. They got to figure that out. They got to get their messaging better across at the Fiserv.
Yeah. So, hey man, it was an awesome win though. We're going to go. I'm going to go Bucks in six. I think we maybe lose one in Atlanta, you know, but we take two in Atlanta, finish this thing out. But, man, hey, love your show. Love everything. Let's keep it going. Let's go to the finals, baby.
All right, Jeff, good to talk to you. Be in touch. Jeff. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. We've got Bucks Lust here at the Fan. 125-91. More from you guys coming up.
Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Got Bucks Lust.
Eddie J. Lemberger, who the Bucks have still not contacted to sing the song at their games. They did bring Sheryl Crow in, though. I am looking at Sheryl Crow on Twitter. I'm looking at her likes. And pretty much everyone that tweeted at her that says, thanks for coming, she has liked your tweet. So if you want an easy like from Sheryl Crow, who, Sheryl, if you're listening, 414-799-1250. Chance the Rapper in the house. Future Packers quarterback Russell Wilson was there. So good to see. Was Tony Romo there at game one? Somebody said Tony Romo was there at game one. My friend was telling me that. I don't know if I don't know if that's true or not. Notebook Mike. Oh, Notebook Mike.
What's up, fellas?
What a pleasure.
Evan, pardon the house. Who's on the wheels of steel?
Hey, Mike, how come you're calling in through a megaphone?
I'm on my pay-as-you-go phone at a gas station.
Oh, I understand.
It ain't working that good? Well, that last call you had, I couldn't understand one word.
Yeah.
You know the notebook. He admits when he's wrong. I picked the Hawks in this one. The 32 coaches finally got through to the coach.
Yep.
And made some adjustments. Motivated a little. And you mentioned Whitno Park.
Yeah, it's right over here.
Yeah, the next one, I'll bring a couple 30-pack NASCAR bricks, and we'll get arrested.
Maybe I'll stop at the Hale House tonight and have a shot of...
Are you telling me you got to drive to Fond du Lac?
No. Dave had driven to Fond du Lac. I'm not on the road tonight. Thank you.
Oh, okay. What I was going to say is, if you ever work this site again, we got an extra bedroom at the crib. You know, you can come stay with us, hang with the lab, feed you real good.
Yeah.
Beers.
Mike, it would have to take an apocalypse before I even considered thinking about staying with you.
Hey, we just put in a pool.
Now I take that back. I'm interested.
Oh! And we got to work on your freestyle.
Yeah?
I can freestyle. I could freestyle right now. But
do you want to have a rap-off? Do we want to do a rap battle?
Oh, I got
right now. As producer, I say do it right now. Right now.
We're going.
No, I told you I'm dropping my rap this week.
Now everybody in the 414, everybody let's show the Hawks the door. Everybody in the 414. Now while he stands tough, notice that Notebook Mike does not have his hands up. The producer's got you gassed up. Now who's afraid of the big bad Bart? One, two, three, into the four.
Well, I'm starting with the big
little
show.
Little B-Rabbit is what I was doing.
Because I'm, like I told you, I'm still trying to get Evan and
Notebook Mike doesn't know a thing about me. I know everything he's about to say against me. I am white. I am a bum. I do live in a trailer with my mom.
You guys aren't drinking over there.
I know, we're not. Believe it or not, we are not.
Right off 8 Mile.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a diet due here. I had 2 cups of night coffee. That might be the problem.
No donuts, though.
I don't know why you said that.
No, I think that Dunkin' Donuts closes early.
Who cares?
You
want to talk about the game for like at all?
Do you want me to drop my Big Show rap on you first?
I want you to say anything Bucks-centric.
But what?
We're doing a Bucks post-game show tonight, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the Bucks?
Yeah, I already did.
So then why are we still talking?
Because that's what we do, right?
It is, Mike. You're right.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom.
Did Trav go?
I don't know who Trav is.
Yeah, you do.
I have no clue who Trav is.
Now you're killing me.
All right, Mike.
All right, later.
All right, have a good night. Notebook Mike, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We'll be here with you for a little bit. We're going to go inside that locker room, check out what Coach Bud had to say. I am so eager to hear what Coach Bud had to say. I am on the edge of my seat. Because I am curious to hear what he had to say tonight, because I do not think that he takes the Hawks seriously at all. I don't think he does. He used to coach there, of course, and the divorce there was kind of messy, and then he immediately left their rebuild and then came to Milwaukee, where it was in a situation where he could take over for a team that was already established. But he's been asked about the Hawks, and he talks about them like you'd just be making up about any team. Hey, Bud, what do you think about the Hawks? Well, Trae Young's a good player. You know, they're competitive. They try hard. I mean, just I don't think he takes them seriously
at all. So we'll hear from him coming up. We'll hear from you guys. 799-1250. 414-799-1250. Bucks split the series. 125-91, the win tonight.
WSSP Milwaukee. It's the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Atlanta Hawks in the 2021 Eastern Conference Finals. We're talking Bucks basketball on 1250 AM, The Fan. An Odyssey station.
The Bucks game is over. Are they one win closer to hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy? Let's talk about what happened in the game with Bart Winkler on the Pick and Save Basketball Postgame Show on The Fan. Your local Pick and Save stores, the official grocer of the Milwaukee Bucks.
7 wins away from the NBA championship, 3 wins away from getting to the finals. The Larry O'Brien Trophy, at least a version of it, was at Fiserv tonight. TNT presented Marv Albert, and the NBA presented Marv Albert with one. Marv Albert, you got at most 5 more games than Marv Albert if you're not a Marv Albert fan.
I hate him so much.
He was better when you were like, he was better before.
Now he can't speak a sentence.
It's not like we're talking about Kurt Angle here. Let's be nice.
You keep saying this name like I'm going to know who it is.
You don't know Kurt Angle?
No.
He's a wrestler.
Sure.
He's an Olympic wrestler.
I gauge that much that he is a wrestler.
It's Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
He was the guy that John Cena first challenged with his ruthless aggression.
No, I thought you said Kurt Angle, and I was like, no, my buddy told me it was Angle, but it's Angle. I know who that is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, Kurt Angle. But there was the Larry O'Brien Trophy there for your boy Marv, and maybe Giannis saw that and wanted to get his hands on that. We'll hear from Giannis a little bit later here in the program. We are with you till about 11:30. I'm Bart, that's Evan. Bucks get the 125-91 victory. We'll hear from Coach Bud, but only until it gets boring. So it's Friday night. We're having a good time. I don't want to put anybody to sleep.
Yeah, we played better. We did the ball.
I think I'll give him 3 betters. When he says the better for the third time like Beetlejuice, then I'll cut him off and we'll move on. Tony's in Texas. Tony, what's up?
Hey, Bart. First of all, thanks for taking time out of your night to host this show. I do appreciate it.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure, and even more than that, an honor, I will say.
And you got another Notebook Mike call, and he gave you some really nice hospitality there. So
he did. He offered me his pool.
Yeah, do we know if that's an in-ground pool? That might be a sweet.
Ooh, that might be a topic for Monday morning show.
Okay. Hey, Bart, so I don't know if Coach Bud did a rope-a-dope there. I don't want to give him too much credit, but that defense was slightly different today, and it was stifling. And that's championship-level defense. And, you know, the old saying, defense travels well. So I think if that defense is there and they just play smart basketball, it should be a quick series. Like I think you and I both said 5 games. If they just show some kind of effort, focus, and energy, they've got the better team. They're the bigger team, the more experienced team. They got to close this out in 5. No worse than 6, Bart. What do you think?
I feel this is what we were talking about this morning, is that it just felt like we knew they could do this. We knew they could. The issue is, will they? And when you watch this game tonight, it's like, why didn't you do that in game 1? But game 1 is game 1 now. You got the split. They came up here and split. So now you have to go and at least return the favor, because I don't know if you know this, Tony, but a series doesn't start until a road team wins a game. So right. Bucks will have to go try to do that. I feel like, and I'm texting with a buddy here too during the breaks, AKA while people are calling and I'm not listening. He said, do the Bucks just run the Hawks out of the gym the rest of the series? Or does your doppelganger manage to make this a series yet? And it's got to be done in 5. We're just clearly a better team than the Hawks. And I'm not just trying to be like, I wouldn't say that if it wasn't absolutely true. They are just such a better team than Atlanta. As good as we're going to give Atlanta credit, the Bucks are just a better team.
Yeah, Bart, the Bucks could beat you in multiple ways, right? Inside, outside. I mean, the Hawks cannot do the same. They can't win with defense. They can't win inside with Capella and Collins. So the Bucks, this is a championship-level team, and you're right. They got to just come out focused, and they should be able to do it. So I feel good about it. I'm excited about it. You know what? But that can change Sunday. So we'll see how it goes Sunday, Bart. And I appreciate you staying up late and doing this for us. And we'll talk money, buddy. Thank
you. Well, I appreciate you calling, Tony. That's nice to hear from you this late in the evening, 799-1250. You guys can still get in for a little bit, 414-799-1250. I'm trying to decipher this tweet from Derek. Derek says, "That game was so awesome that I was excited to leave the bar with 7 minutes left just so I could listen to it on the radio while I got a pizza and a bone for my dog to eat pizza happy and watch highlights. Hashtag 30s rock. Hashtag Bucks versus Hawks." What does that mean? I love it. Tweet us at Wings Thinks. All right, I spoke after the game as the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, and this is what I had to say. Let's listen into some of Coach Budenholzer. Again, if he says better more than two times, if he says it the third time, we're going to dip out of it. Here's a little bit from Coach Bud.
I'm sure it's not always one-to-one, but first half, 33 points on turnovers and offensive rebounds. He is led by 32 at the break. Probably not that simple, but what was the emphasis, I guess, on creating those turnovers, pushing the fast break, and crashing the offensive plays?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about being active and being competitive and being there for each other. And, you know, good things can happen. We don't, you know, talk about turnovers per se, to be honest with you. We talk about being solid, being active, being having hands. And sometimes that is like when you're really active and you're really good defensively, then turnovers sometimes are just naturally happen. The competitiveness on the offensive boards, and I think to run off our stops, to run off our rebounds, is important for us. But it's not anything different, or we talked about it. This is what we have to do. We just wanted to play better, compete harder.
Okay, that's one better in there. That is an interesting thing about the way that Bud coaches is he never he talks about the thing he wants them to do, but never the result. He wants you to be active. He wants turnovers, but they're not trying to get turnovers. They're just trying to be active. And then this thing where he keeps saying, and I don't know if you guys listen as intently or as much as I force myself to, but he always talks about being more random. We got to be more random. Just how about you do what you did tonight? How about you do what you did tonight? You have Giannis attack the paint because no one can stop him. You knock down your threes. You don't let Trae Young go super deep in the paint. So Brooke Lopez took a step further and didn't drop back as much. And then you pick up Trae Young half court and guard the other guys pretty intently. How about you do that? That's what you did. Be random, be active.
Well, how many times right there did he say be hard or like play harder? Play better is one thing, but play harder is a completely, I feel like that's in the same boat, right?
Roger Sherman tweeted the other day, "Mike Budenholzer always looks like he bet an amount of money he can't afford to lose on a casino game he doesn't fully understand."
That's true.
I like it. All right, Bud, you can talk some more. You're at one better. You get to three and we're cutting you.
Along those lines, was that Drew maybe noticing that Trae may take a little longer on his follow through and running out and maybe getting some of those fast breaks? Or was that something you guys saw in film and thought you could take advantage of?
No, I mean, I think that, you contest threes, and if you take care of the board, if you get a good contest, sometimes you can get a jump start on anybody, no matter who the 3-point shooter is, no matter who the defender is, and you got to take care of the boards before you can run. So I thought the guys did a good job of rebounding and having vision up the court. You got to find some easy ones, and tonight they were able to do that in transition.
Okay. But just what do you think of Brooke's ability to affect the game more? I know he came up a little bit in the drop. He was playing pass away a little bit more. Just what did you see from him that made it more difficult to try?
Yeah, he's just, I think active, and he's got such a good feel and good read. In the pick and roll defense, and he was at his best, and that's what we need from Brooke. And he just got great timing, great understanding of spacing, defensive spacing. he was just what we've seen a lot of nights. And like I said, we need that going forward.
I was happy with Brooke tonight. I thought there was an outside chance, maybe 10, Evan, 15% chance that he would be replacing the starting lineup by Bobby Portis. But then I remembered that Mike Budenholzer is going to go down with the ship, no matter what that ship is. And the day that he takes Brooke Lopez out of the lineup would be the day that he doesn't challenge a Pat Connaughton fifth foul when they're up 40 points.
And we can't have that, can we?
I mean, look, come on.
What? You won't. You in a game that you lost by 3 points with a lot of terrible referee calls in the fourth quarter of the first game. No challenge when you have to use it by 2 minutes. But today, with 6 seconds left in the third quarter, for Pat Connaughton, when you're up 40, you have to challenge an obvious foul on Pat. We gotta do better.
Is he trolling me? Is he trolling Pat? Is he trolling the refs?
He's
trolling himself.
I gotta do better at Pat's minutes and his fouls.
All right, a little more from Bud. He's got two betters to go before we dump this guy.
I don't know exactly what you call it, but what do you think of his ability to juke or stunt or whatever you might want to call where he plays in between?
We just call it Brooke. You know, so yeah, no, I mean, he's
that's funny.
You know, I think
that is some,
you know,
fun
try
stuff.
And stay out of his way. Just turn him loose, let him be himself. And, you know, that's when he's at his best.
And then Drew had talked about being more physical, making it tougher. What do you think of his ability defensively?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think having him at the point of the defense, having him, you know, the guy that's got the bulk of, you know, putting the front of our defense and, you know, putting pressure on the ball, letting them feel us and still keep them in front, and then be able to rebound, you know, as a point guard and do things there. So, you know, he's unique, and, you know, we need more from him the same.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, what are we doing? I mean, it's Friday night. I'm not listening to Bud anymore. This is ridiculous. It's Friday night. You guys need better than this.
Got Bucks lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
I've never gotten to talk
got
to Eddie
Lust. Lust.
Oh, he calls my show every day.
I listen to it every day. I want to talk to the man, the myth, the legend, Eddie J. Lemberg.
Yeah.
We vibe supreme virtuosity, a supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout,
now, if you are more intent to listen to Coach Bud, if that's something that you were looking forward to, I love my Milwaukee Bucks. The post game, I think, is available online. Also, take your kid's favorite toy that makes the most sound and put it in a blender for 30 minutes, and you'll get the same effect. 799-1250. We'll hear from Giannis and more coming up.
Virtuosity, a supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout, I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust.
It's time for the Wendy's Player of the Game on the Pick and Save Basketball Postgame Show. Get yourself a free Wendy's Frosty after every Bucks win.
Make sure you do that tomorrow. Tweet at Big Show Network a picture of you and your Frosty when you do. Throughout the area, Southeast Wisconsin, I'm Bart Winkler. Evan Heffelfinger, the Bucks, with the 125-91 victory. Going to give the player of the game to, no surprise here, Giannis, although I would say it's close. I mean, Drew Holiday can certainly throw his name into the ring. 22 points for Drew, 14 of those in the second quarter, 9 of 14 shooting. But it was Giannis and his desire to attack the paint. The way that he was taking those buckets, the way that he wasn't afraid, the way that he knows nobody on the Hawks can stop him down low. And he finished, too. It was important to see him finish. The free throw shooting, 3 of 4. The Hawks, I think, at one point were flirting with Haka Giannis, and Giannis drilled both of those, and they decided not to. The storyline about his dumb 10-second thing that Every stupid little foul in the NBA, we've just accepted as part of the league. Flopping, running into guys to get a foul. That's just part of the league. A guy takes 10 seconds instead of 11 at the free throw line. It's a national tragedy. I mean, it's so stupid. What's even dumber is that the announcers are like, Reggie Miller's freaking out about it. Doris Burke is freaking out about it. Like, just relax. Stop talking about it. It's not even a thing, but they've made it a thing. If you guys are coming out from the Fiserv, if you're doing that now, you're probably like pissed. But if you were there tonight, we'll hear from you. If you're at the Deer District tonight, I'm sure that you're still down at the Deer District. So maybe you catch this on a podcast. I don't know what time you might be listening to this. I am long in bed, or possibly up with the kid running around at 6 a.m. watching Paw Patrol. I'm gonna give Giannis Player of the Game, Drew Holiday again. You could consider him. A lot of these guys, they all played well. Lopez played well, made some big three-point shots, defended Trae Young much better. P.J. Tucker, very aggressive, with 7 rebounds, including one time where he fought the entirety of the Hawks team that was on the floor at the time. Where are they without him? I mean, they don't win that Nets series without him. What a huge pickup that was. And when it all shook out, the Bucks gave up like 7 spots in the draft to go get him. And they got rid of D.J. Augustin's contract. But your boy DJ Wilson.
Listen, sometimes God gives his strongest tests to his strongest soldiers. It was hard. It was really hard. But seeing what a dog PJ Tucker is, what?
That's good.
Thank you. But PJ has been everything that you could have asked for and more. And I think he really does enjoy it here. Who knows? He could end up being one of those ring chasers again next year with this team.
Sheryl Crow has tweeted, "All I can say is that was amazing. Levi and Wyatt and I feel like we played too. I'm exhausted but so happy for the Bucks. And the fans are crazy. Let's go all the way." It'd be really cool if she just like popped up at a random bar tonight and started strumming the guitar.
I have some breaking news.
Yeah.
I just got a text from my uncle about our tweet earlier.
The naked one?
Yeah.
What about it?
He said, he copied a link to your tweet and he said, "Why didn't you tell me there was a reason to take off our tops earlier?"
Breaking news.
I don't know. Also breaking news, Chauncey Billups is now head coach.
Yeah, Portland?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Jason Kidd?
He better not ruin Luka. Why? What is the fascination with Jason Kidd?
Rick Carlisle, when he's getting introduced in Indy, was like, "Yeah, the Jason Kidd would be the perfect coach for Luka. I see a lot of similarities." And everyone's like, "Yeah, yeah." And I'm like, I think that's an insult, guys.
I think so too.
I think
that is Rick
jade.
Being pissed off, and yeah. That's his like, I don't know, angsty way to get back at them.
I don't think that's what...
Watch 10 games of Jason Kidd as head coach of the Nets or the Bucks. He was an atrocious coach. Luka.
I was pretty in my feelings the other day. I said I'd rather have Kidd coach the rest of the series than Bucks.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, and I turned off the show. Because that, sometimes you just go a little too far, and that's too far.
After losses, nothing I say matters. How about that?
Sure. I would take an empty chair over... Oh. Jason Kidd.
Absolutely. And Bud.
Well, you know, the chair is better.
Let's hear a little bit from Giannis, our Wendy's player of the game. I know that, you know, that Larry O'Brien is one thing, but this is the true honor.
So, yeah, I was, you know, going to my usually move, try to get the basket. But at first I wanted to dunk the ball, but I saw Capella Kami, one of the best shot blockers in the league. So I decided to, you know, avoid him mid-air. So yeah, that was it.
Joe Barton. Giannis, I don't know if you caught this, but your the free throw stuff was again a topic of discussion today. And to me, your friend Eric here disagrees, but I thought you were quicker tonight at the foul line. Did you make a conscious effort to try to go quicker?
No, it was usually I take 8 to 9 seconds. It's always a borderline, you know, 10 seconds. And, you know, when, you know, my coaching staff told me to, like, speed it up, I know that maybe I'm around 10. So sometimes the referee talks to me and tells me, like, you got to speed it up.
Is that Liam?
Then I make an effort to maybe take it a second or 2 seconds faster. But my mindset going
all right.
This game is still do my routine.
I'm not. I listened to that enough. Anybody else talk that we want to hear from? What did Brooke Lopez say? Is there any kids with Brooke Lopez?
No.
All right, here's Brooke.
Wanted to do with some of the offensive boards, mm-hmm. some of the turnovers. Can you speak a little bit about his impact early in this game?
Yeah, I mean, that's how he's been changing things since he got here. He did such a great job of that tonight. And he really, I think, you know, just gave us energy from the get-go. And it just kept going. You know, everyone fed off that. And we rode it for a full 48 minutes.
I'm guessing that's a lot what Bud meant earlier with activity, right? And I guess when you're watching that, is it just hands? Is it anticipating passing lanes? Like what do you think PJ was maybe seeing early, or you guys were seeing early?
Yeah, yeah. Just making them a little less comfortable, you know, getting them out of their comfort zone, being in passing lanes, like you said, driving lanes, having hands up. All of us communicating, talking with one another and kind of being on a string and having that connection and just being a bit more of the aggressor, both on offense and on defense.
Martin, at the beginning of the second half, there was a shot clock violation for Trey Young, and you were mainly guarding him alone on that one. Can you take me through being out kind of on an island on your own trying to guard him?
You know, I just wanted to make things difficult for him. You know, I tried to, you know, have hands like you said. And knowing that I had four guys behind me is just so big, you know. So we're all out there just trying to make things as difficult as possible, as tough as possible for their team.
Eric,
hey,
Brooke.
Yeah.
For you, Bud had talked about how what you do when you're stunting, juking, whatever you want to call it, it's just Brooke. Like, there's not a name for you that you guys have for it. It's mm-hmm. just letting you be you. How freeing was that tonight? And just how good did it feel to get the chance to be more aggressive and maybe play passing later?
Yeah, yeah. You know, obviously game one gave us they played really well, and it kind of gave us a feel for you know, what they were going to do in person. But, you know, again, I just have to continue saying it just helped. It helped knowing that the help was back there. And that was something that, you know, we went through and shoot around and went through and filmed, just knowing that the V-back or whoever's going to be there with Capella or Collins, and that, you know, frees up myself or Bobby or whoever, you know, in the pick and roll to be a bit more aggressive, be up and mess with whoever's coming down trying to make a play.
Do you find it fun? Like that,
yeah.
That game, like that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's all about activity, you know, and that's definitely a point in the game where I can try to have an impact, be someone who can make a difference in the game, you know, and I definitely enjoy that.
It's Brooke Lopez, Bart Winkler, Evan Heffelfinger. So we're going to wrap things up here. Game three coming up on Sunday night. I just want to address something that happened earlier. There was a picture that got tweeted of Evan Heffelfinger and I. Sorry, I slurred your name there. I don't know what that was. I've been up since five. Evan Heffelfinger and I. There was a picture tweeted from my account of us shirtless. I did not post that.
Oh.
And my passcode has now been changed.
You were hacked?
I was hacked.
I was wondering.
My passcode has been changed.
I've been getting a lot of compliments, but not the compliments a man should be receiving.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll just leave it at that.
Well, it's 2021. I mean, it doesn't matter. As long as you're happy, I'm happy. We're all happy.
I'm deeply ashamed of my body.
Yeah, me too. Game three. Are we feeling optimistic? I think there's going to be a wait-and-see approach. I would still think the Bucks got to be the favorites in this one. Yes?
Yeah. You really hope that they come back and play like they did tonight, or even somewhat like tonight.
No lineout yet on that game. We'll find out. That'll be 7:30 again on TNT, and then afterwards we will have the post-game show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back where he belongs on this station after Bucks games. For Evan Heffelfinger, for myself, Bart Winkler, for all the callers, for all the listeners, for the team of, we've got 20 people down there gathering the audio. We can't thank them enough. This operation is massive. Jay, Johnny, Ricky, Bobby, Stevie, all you guys down there. Alicia, Andrea, Kevin, thank you all. Thank you. We got nobody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.